From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. A video spread across social media this week showing a Utah Highway Patrol officer working with a federal immigration agent. UHP does not have a formal agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but it told the Salt Lake Tribune that, quote, troopers work with federal law enforcement partners when appropriate. The Tribune reports the officials made a traffic stop Monday. The people inside didn't open the doors and the immigration agent smashed the window in. Highway Patrol told the Tribune it reached out to a Weber County Sheriff's deputy for help identifying the occupants because the agency collaborates with ICE. The Utah Supreme Court might revive a lawsuit that aims to end the death penalty in the state. The top court heard arguments this week over whether it should bring the case back to a lower court. The case had been dismissed because of the statute of limitations. Fox 13 reports attorney Amy Marie Fly is representing three death row inmates. She said the statute of limitations shouldn't be applied, and inmates should have the chance to challenge their method of execution. She talked about problems during the execution of Taboron Honey in 2024.
Mr. Honey was injected with twice the dose of lethal drugs that was required. It was because the syringe had already been prepared, and they didn't want to waste it.
Joshua Davidson is Assistant Utah Solicitor General. He argued that having no statute of limitations delays cases would discourage the exercise of diligence. The Utah Supreme Court took the case under advisement with no timeline for a ruling. Utah has seen a dramatic spike in measles over the last 3 weeks. The state's Department of Health and Human Services recorded 142 infections during that time. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention ranks Utah second in the nation for reported measles cases. Most of the early cases were found in the school systems. The list of infection sites now includes several stores, a movie theater, and an LDS Temple open house in Linden. A full list of places can be found on the Health Department's website. The Salt Lake City School District is closing its adult community education program, and participants say they're losing an important resource. KUER's Martha Harris reports.
23-year-old Kenzie Gustafson is learning the martial art Aikido through the community education program. She paid $65 for the two-month session.
I get to move around. I feel better. I feel happier.
She was eyeing silversmithing next semester, but that's no longer an option. After 54 years, the district is closing the program. Gustafson has looked for these kinds of classes elsewhere, but they're not as affordable. Madeline Sepulveda runs the program at East High School and loves it. She says they tried to keep the classes affordable.
Learning is such a valuable part of being an adult and a great way to keep your brain going and have fun with it.
The district said it has been studying this issue for years, but Sepulveda said she didn't know that.
The community is really disappointed, and we're just sad for them because this was such a great opportunity for everyone.
The district said in a statement that their mission is K through 12, and the program was, quote, using resources that could be directed towards the classroom. The adult program is set to end in July. Martha Harris, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News.